I was totally surprised, but I was hopeful. He comes from, obviously, a very good pedigree.
no bias there whatsoever.
none whatsoever. But, I mean, the Jesuit mission is formally stated as the promotion of faith along with the promotion of justice. So we would understand justice as an integral part of spreading the faith. So he would come with that background, and certainly his CV is very impressive. And so I think there is a sense of hope and expectation that there could be a whole new opening during this papacy to the question of the poor and to the question of justice. Because for me, it's social justice is at the heart of the gospel. The gospel is about showing us how we are to live together in radical solidarity and in radical openness to people, even those who are, especially those who are on the margins. And therefore, his commitment to the poor and to social justice isn't just a superficial or symbolic commitment. It goes to the very heart of preaching the gospel. The signs so far have been very good.
I mean, he's done quite a few things, all right, that people have looked to and sort of said, wow, this is impressive. He's looking at living in humbler surroundings. He's held mass in prison. He's washed people's feet. He's, you know, he's not taken on all the trappings, if you like, of being Pope. Will that continue, and what kind of practical way might this filter down into the day-to-day running of the churches throughout the world?
He has done a number of things. Clearly, I think he will be very uncomfortable with the pomp and the pomposity that goes with the Vatican. And he will do everything he can to try and keep that down to a minimum. Now, his most important job is going to be reforming the Vatican. There clearly are people there who are resistant to any sort of change. And unless he's able to take them on, and unless he's able to replace them, basically, his legacy might be substantially reduced. So that is critical, and clearly, I think that's what we will be looking at.
How much realistically can he do? Because he will be up against the Curia, he will be up against people who want to maintain the status quo.
Well, basically, you replace them. You put your own people in. You put people in who think the way you think and who are committed to moving the church in this direction, the same direction that you move in. That is the key to reforming the Vatican. So if he can do that, then he sets a culture. And I think he has that. That's a hugely important role for a pope, is to create the culture which will determine the way in which the church preaches its mission and preaches the gospel. And as I say, so far it's looking very, very hopeful that he will restore to its central role in the preaching of the gospel this concern for the poor and the struggle for more just structures.
Do you think it's significant that he comes from outside of Europe?
I think it is significant. Clearly, in Latin America, the issue of just poverty, dire poverty, is in your face all the time. You can't avoid it. Whereas in Europe, we talk about relative poverty. It's a much more complex issue, poverty in Europe, than it is in Latin America, where it's very basic and very in your face. So I think it is significant that he comes from there, and I think that also changes your perception of the gospel. In Europe, I think we have tended to understand the gospel as Jesus coming to give us a set of moral code or a set of laws, and if we live our lives according to those laws, then we will be rewarded with a place in heaven. Now, if you're surrounded by dire poverty, that sort of fades and becomes really quite irrelevant in your spirituality. The concern for those who are poor and those who are marginalized, and the concern that God must have for those who are poor and marginalized, becomes center role. And if we ask what God wants of us, it's not so much obeying laws in order that we might be rewarded with a place in heaven, but clearly, as God looks down on our planet and sees people in dire poverty and living lives that are absolutely destitute, and which deny their dignity as children of God, then clearly God, as a parent, wants nothing more from us, or nothing more important from us, than reaching out to those of God's children who are suffering. So I think coming from Latin America must change your perspective, and must give you different priorities, perhaps.
Some people have been critical, though, that he didn't do enough in terms of in his own country, in terms of standing up to dictatorships and in speaking out for the oppressed. Do you think that's fair, or it's very easy to criticise somebody by saying they didn't do enough? Is it a fair criticism?
I don't know. It's denied that he didn't stand up to the junta. But even if he didn't stand up in a way that we would have liked, it is very easy for us in a safe, comfortable democracy to criticise somebody in that situation. He was living in a country with the most brutal junta, who had no difficulty in disappearing people, priests and other lay activists, no difficulty in torturing them. And I think when you're living in that situation, you make a judgment call as to how much can you stand up to the junta without bringing down onto the shoulders of Catholics who are struggling for justice, without bringing down the wrath of the junta on them. So I think I don't think we here can pass judgment on somebody living in a situation that we have absolutely no experience of.